My name is Tom Allen, and I've recently had a revelation that despite being brought up to be a very polite boy and appearing on the surface to be a very pleasant person, I am in fact not very nice. Oh, the horror. Is there anything to be done to save me, or is it all downhill from here into an even more impolite old age? There was only one thing for it. I decided to stage an intervention and ask the great British public for advice. Surely they'll all be wonderfully polite people who will be able to get me back on the straight and narrow. What a lovely round of applause. And that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Now, whilst I might seem quite pleasant, well-mannered even, some people would say, I'm known for my saying sorry, for example. Oh, I'm sorry I bashed into you. Oh, I'm sorry you bashed into me. Oh, I'm sorry you've stolen my handbag. I'm polite, but I am also judgmental. Like once I saw a man with a bag for life from Lidl, and... I thought, don't you just wish some people believed in themselves a bit more? And Emmanuel and Sam are using the full width to take the mask back to its spiritual home.
We're doing a sort of Venice-themed showpiece. We've got a water as our base, so we thought, why not incorporate one of our bonbons with the water, so we've gone for sort of a waved effect.
With Bonbon setting, attention switches to their showpieces.
Lots of people watching.
But Sam's extra-wide watery base...
That was a bad idea just to go forward on there.
..may have already gone down the plug hole.
No, I shouldn't have done it.
For Sam and Emmanuel, a shattered base has left their Venice dream high and dry.
The thing to remember about me is I've never really fit in. Like, I've never really fit in with my family. Like, I realise I come up here and sound all posh, probably quite intimidatingly so to you. But... I'm actually from a very ordinary London family. They speak almost entirely in Cockney rhyming slang. They are always talking about the stairs. And... recently, I've been living with a couple. They're called Dad and Mum. And what I've realised since living at home is how difficult it is to be a child, since I'm basically living as one. I think being a child is so hard, and probably the first thing we make them do is we send children to school. Going to school is horrible. It's like sending children to prison. And I went to quite a rough school. It was the sort of school where people would come up to you and say things like, hey, yo, do you want to fight, dude? Do you want to fight? Is that why you're looking like that? You want to fight? Is that what you want? Yeah, you want to fight? Is that what you want? Like that? You want to fight? Is that what you want to fight? And I'd always say, oh, no, thank you. But thanks for thinking of me. Bye. Those girls could be so cruel.